Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir, indeed. Let's get ready to rumble, y'all. Let's get ready to rumble up in here, man. Welcome in one more time, my brothers and sisters of Culture Freedom Radio Network. Oh, let me see. I'm going to see here. Sound like I'm chopping up. Let me try it again. All right, y'all. Welcome in one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Hey, we up in this house. We up in this house. Magnificent Friday night. Let me switch mics. I'm chopping up a little bit. Hold on. 1 second, man. All right. There we go. Oh, yeah, like I was chopping up. All right. Let's get it correct up in here. Yes, sir. All right, we up in the house. Culture Freedom Radio in the house. Y'all up, man, in the house, in the house. Yes, sir, we got a dynamic show for y'all tonight. Yeah, got a good topic in the house lining up for y'all tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, man. I'm telling you. Oh, yes, indeed. First of all, man, this is February the 2nd, 2024. We have embarked up on another month. Yes, sir. We embarked up on another year, as they claim, on this particular calendar. January had came in with a new year, so we also in a new month. This is what they call right here, y'all, Black History Month. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. They say this is Black History Month, but I tell y'all, man, we don't need no damn month. We got all year. We got all year to celebrate our history, celebrate our legacy. How about that, y'all? How about that? What y'all say about that, huh? Yeah, I said that's it right there. But anyway, y'all, that's what they say is Black History Month. And hell, you know, we need to learn about more than just the people who they give us. We need to learn really in-depth history about ourselves and teach your babies and sisters and brothers, teach your children their history so they can have this legacy to learn about themselves and not just teach them that, hell, and it's this thing, brothers, we always want to teach our children about slavery. Hell, we were more than us. Ancestors, right? They did more. They accomplished a lot of things. They just wasn't slaves on no damn plantation, right? They were great before the plantations. We great before, great doing, and hell, we're going to be great after the plantation. So we need to make that known, y'all. We have accomplished a lot of things. We have actually, y'all, we gave the world history. We gave the world their religion. We gave the world mathematics. We gave the world chemistry. We gave the world everything that's in existence today. So be proud of who you are as a people, right? All right, let's get this going. Let's go. Tonight, right here, brothers, this is right here on Cultural Freedom Radio Network. Ooh-wee, we got to talk about this one, y'all. And Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom to my family out there. I almost forgot. How can I forget that? Yeah, trying to get it in here, y'all. We got some things to talk about. But Shabbat Shalom to all the Hebrew family out there, Israelite family, Yahudi and Yehuda, Judah family out there for you tonight who's getting ready to embark upon Shabbat. This is Shabbat Eve, and we're getting ready to have this day of rest. I know I'm ready for my rest, y'all. What about y'all? Y'all ready to rest? Y'all ready for some relaxation? I know I am. But tonight we want to talk about something serious, though. We got to put this on the table. The foolish teachings of the Black Hebrew Israelites. And I know they're not going to like that title, some out there. They're not going to like that title. But, hell, you can't satisfy everything. But in a reason we kind of labeled it the Black Hebrew Israelites, because we use it as an identifier, right? And I know some of them out there say, well, we don't call ourselves Black Hebrew Israelites. We just Israelites. See, we understand that. But there are some brothers and sisters out there that is listening in, don't understand that. So when we say Black Hebrew Israelites, they kind of normally hear things and seeing things like, oh, I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about now. Y'all talking about them people be on the corner and stuff hollering and screaming. That's what some people might be saying. Yeah, shouting at everybody, talking crazy. Yeah, so it's an identifier, the reason we're using this tonight, for those who can relate to this title. So, but we do want to talk about, and this is not everybody. We want to make this clear. We're not generalizing everybody who call themselves Israelites or nothing to that. We're not generalizing everybody, because there are some great Israelite camps out here, or bodies or assemblies that's doing great works, you know, for the Most High. So we're not talking about everybody, but there's some that's out here. Ooh, we, as the church said, y'all, Lord have mercy, as our Christian brothers and sisters would say, Lord have mercy. There are some folks out here cutting up sideways, y'all. There's some Israelites out here. They cutting up sideways. They acting up, as we say, y'all, a plum damn fool out here with some of these teaching, y'all. So that's what we want to talk about right here tonight, man. Some of these foolish teachings that's coming out by some of these Hebrew Israelites. So we're going to talk about some of this foolish and misleading. Let me throw that in there because I had it in the description. Some of this misleading teachings and things of doctrine that's coming from a lot of these Israelite camps, bodies, or assemblies. So, and we got to talk about this because there's a lot of sincere brothers and sisters out here who's maybe new to this walk, trying to learn more about this walk, and they're running across probably certain individuals in person. Maybe videos on YouTube or so forth, and they're trying to learn in their sincerity, trying to do what's right to please the Most High and to better them lives. But they're running across some damn fools out here on the internet that's calling themselves Israelite. I said it. I ain't going to take it back either. They're running across some damn fools with some damn crazy damn doctrines, and y'all just don't know. A lot of the stuff which y'all are doing out here, brothers and sisters, did y'all who teach, sending out all these false doctrines and this crazy teaching y'all doing, y'all are really like sometimes y'all turning people away from the service of the Most High, right? And I'm going to bring my brother Dave in, but y'all are truly, I'm just trying to set the pace here to get y'all understanding. Some of y'all are turning people away from the service of the Most High, or almost, you know, your people on the edge right now, they're probably about to turn away because of some things that y'all are saying. Some people, some of the things y'all out here, y'all want to try to, y'all getting on people because of people's skin complexion. Some people may, maybe light-skinned and maybe mixed with what we call European blood, or y'all call white folk blood. Y'all, some of y'all call them Edomite blood, maybe. And y'all talk about they can't be Israelite because they mix blood. Y'all, that's y'all, and excuse me, y'all, this is, I forget, this culture of freedom tonight. I got to get flat-footed with it tonight. Some of y'all lost y'all damn minds. Some of y'all, let me see, I'm going to say it like this here. Some of y'all are army boot black. You army, y'all, that was a saying, y'all. Y'all are army damn boot black. And you can't even tell of you. You don't even really know of you a damn Israelite. So you can't go around here talking about somebody because they light-skinned it, or whatever skinned it, because to tell them they not an Israelite, or she ain't an Israelite, he ain't an Israelite, because y'all are going by with somebody's skin complexion or whatever. Hell, just because, hell, you don't even know. Be honest, y'all. A lot of you don't know if you damn Israelites by blood. You don't know. You just say this because you read some out of Deuteronomy 28 and you somebody don't told you that's how we identify knowing we the children of Israel. You don't know who the hell you are. So don't quit playing with folks and doing folks like that, man, because we're going to get into it. Let me stop. I'm about to start already preaching. But y'all got to stop this foolishness out here, man, because all of this stuff, man, y'all turning the people away. Turning sincere people away, because what y'all are doing, calling y'all self teachers and leaders and God, and y'all are, man, really, really making people get discouraged a lot because of how y'all treating people with the stuff y'all saying and what y'all out here doing to people. And the crazy part about it, y'all doing this to a lot of people who y'all claiming to be trying to save, and that's so-called black folk, right? Y'all always talk about the goddamn white man, but y'all are worser. Some of y'all camp leaders and teachers and whatever the hell y'all are, y'all worse than the goddamn white man. Oh, we're going to tell it all tonight. And we ain't going to tiptoe to it tonight, y'all. Got to tell it like it is. Y'all are worse than, because y'all doing it to your own damn people who you claim to be coming to save. Yeah, but y'all, the goddamn Klan run up on you. You ain't going to say nothing to them. You ain't going to do a damn thing. But y'all talk crazy to your own people. Trying to tell them they ain't Israel because they don't believe in your goddamn way you teach the damn, because your damn crazy-ass doctrine. They can't be Israel because of the way you teaching. Y'all lost y'all damn mind. None of you, and really, be honest, you ask me, you ask Brother Aria, hell, and you ain't teaching it anyway. You're not teaching it like it's supposed to be taught anyway. You're not teaching the true value of what the Torah is about anyway. You're so caught up on trying to, your emotional doctrine, your I got to get back at the white man doctrine. You're missing the whole point about what the Torah is teaching in the first place. And a lot of this stuff is coming from, I got to say it, it's coming from these old crazy-ass messianic camps. Y'all the main corporates out here teaching a lot of this foolishness. I'm going to say it again. You Yahawashawans, that's what y'all call y'all, you Yahawashawans. You Yahshuans, you Jesus camps, y'all are the main ones. How about you trying to win people to Christ? I don't know who the hell, but that's some foolishness in itself. But y'all the main ones with this stupid stuff. But come on in, Brother Dave. Hey, man, let me, I'm almost like I'm in a pre-rub, but they got me hyped up, man, this crazy, foolish, damn stuff they talking about, man.
Shalom, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Brother. Peace to you. Shalom.
I would like to say Shema, Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Rukata Adonai Eloheinu, Melecha Ha'alom, Hamotzi Lecha Min Ha'aratz. I would like to say, Hail Israel, Lord our God is one. I would like to say, Shout Liberation Tabernacle Yah. I would like to come on in here with Shabbat Shalom, peace and blessings in Hebrew. And I would like to, first off, I would like to go into something.
Yes, sir, go ahead, bro.
Go to the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. The first verse says, Woe to the shepherds who lose and scatter my sheep and pastures.
Oh.
The word of Hashem. Therefore, thus said Hashem, God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who tend my people. You scatter my sheep and disperse them, and you did not pay attention to them. Behold, therefore, I visit upon you the wickedness of your deeds. The word of Hashem. So the reason why I went into that scripture, because the prophet Jeremiah, he was a great prophet who he really called out wicked leaders. The prophet Jeremiah is doing the work which we're doing tonight at Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, Lions Vibes Radio. Now, I'm here. I'm going to do the work of Jeremiah tonight. First off, I'm like, when we're talking about this One West Camps, and we talk about all these organizations, I'm going to start off with, when we're looking at Liberation Tabernacle, yeah, we're non-messianic. We only follow the Torah. That's it. We don't follow the 12-tribe chart, and I'm going to go into what the 12-tribe chart is later on. But I'm just going to say we don't follow none of that garbage over here. So, and we don't follow that Esau's the white man doctrine either. We don't believe that here either. So, but something I'm going to get into. Now, when you were talking about the about a lot of these camps spewing all this rhetoric and all this racial doctrine and all this hatred for their own people, let me start off with something.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
The first Hebrew Israelite organization ever was called the Church of God and Saints of Christ, Temple Bethel, which is located here in Virginia, where I reside, in Virginia. I've been there. It was founded by a guy named Prophet William Saunders Crowdy, who I had a chance to meet his great-grandson, the late great Rabbi Jehu August Crowdy, who he had passed away over 10 years ago. I had a chance of meeting him, and, I actually went to his funeral, and I've been to meetings and Shabbats and services that they have had. Now, the Church of God and Saints of Christ, they're a messianic organization, but say, I'm going to tell you something. They were the first Hebrew Israelite organization, the oldest synagogue in America as far as so-called black Jews. Now, something, and I'm for all y'all Negroes who are One West affiliated, I'm being serious. Some of y'all need to go and research that organization, because Prophet William Saunders Crowdy, and like I say, even though he was messianic and he taught from a messianic standpoint, if you go and look and really research that organization, he had white elders in his camp. He was there to uplift brothers and sisters in America. But he did not teach that doctrine, which you all are out here. You see brothers standing on the corner ranch, screaming and hollering. He did not teach none of that. And like I said, when you, those teachers that you see, the brothers in New York standing on the corner of Philly, these are people who are in the inner cities. These are city people. That's a hustle. It's a hustle. When you're looking at the early Israelite organizations, like Church of God of Saints Christ, Temple Bethel, I'm telling you, they sing opera. I'm being serious. Even though they're messianic, they're a beautiful organization. They don't do none of that stuff that you see some of these brothers doing, standing on the corner, red, screaming out all of it. You don't see that. Matter of fact, I'm kind of glad that there was a video you did, and I don't know if you realized or not. There was a video you did, and I forgot I think it was called "I'd Rather Accept Judaism
Over
Black Hebrew Israelite Doctrine."
Yes,
I'm gonna tell you something. There was a comment made by a guy named Moses Farah. If you go look in your comments, that brother is a member of Church of God of Saints of Christ, and he wrote some great books too. And like I said, so yeah, go and he wrote some books too, which you can look it up. But you don't know who's listening to your podcast, but yeah, one of the elders from that organization actually commented on that video. But that organization do not teach none of that garbage that you see that those One West camps teach. And even though they're messianic, they don't teach none of that stuff. They don't. All that stuff you see, matter of fact, the 12 tribes chart, which I'm going to get into right now. when you're looking at One West camps, which like I said, I don't like One West Israelite camps. I don't. I hate going into the 12 tribes chart, but this is misunderstanding in Israel. Yes, this One West camp doctrine called 12 tribe chart was founded by a man named Ari, not the Ari you hear on our station, not my fellow Moray.
No, sir.
But founded by a man named Marshawn Ari out of One West ISUPK, and who was founded by a group called Israelite Practical School of Knowledge, which was founded by a man named Abba Bivens in the 1960s. So this 12 tribe chart was supposed to give it to them into a dream, which I don't know how.
As soon as the credits came on.
I'm gonna get into the truth of it. So 12 tribe chart, when you read it, they say Judah is the so-called American blacks. I don't have an issue with that because we are Hebrews. We are Judah. We are Jews. Benjamin is a West Indian blacks. They say Levi is the so-called Haitians. They say Ephraim is the Puerto Ricans. They say Manasseh is the Cubans. They say Simeon is Dominicans. Zebulun is Guatemala to Panama and the Mayans. They say Gad is the Native American Indians. They say Reuben is the Seminole Indians. They say Asher is Columbia Uruguayan. They say Eschecicar is the Mexicans, Aztecs, and the Napatali is Argentina to Chile. Now, the reason why I'm getting into this 12 tribe chart is because, okay, now when you're going into the doctrine behind that 12 tribe chart. They based that off of, it says Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, according to One West Camps. They say that Deuteronomy, that tribe chart applies to the Israelites who were under a curse. And they said, we're still under this curse. Now, they based that off of Deuteronomy 28 and 68. Deuteronomy 28, 68, according to them, it says, they say that, they said that it says, Deuteronomy 28, 68, it says, Hashem will return you to Egypt in ships on a road of which I said to you, you shall never see it again. And there you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as slaves and maidservants, but there will be no buyer. Now, they based that 12-tribe chart off of that scripture. They based it off of Joel, the third chapter, which talks about slavery. Prophet Joel talked about slavery. Now, I'm going to break something down to you. And when we talk about Judah, so-called American blacks, okay, our people did go through slavery, but we're not under slavery right now. None of y'all niggas is in the chains and none of that.
Uh-oh.
Aria, is any of y'all under chains? Y'all can go outside y'all house. Y'all can get y'all a job. Y'all can do anything y'all want to. So how are you on a ship? What ship have y'all gotten off of to say y'all are still under this? None of y'all are under this. So this was, if it was, it was your ancestors. But it's not y'all now. So that's something I'm going to debunk real quick with this 12 tribe trash, chart. They say Ephraim is, now they say that all the 12 tribes went through slavery and they was on slave ships. Okay, now American blacks, Judah, I can understand that. West Indians, blacks, I can understand them because West Indians did go through what you call it, the sugar, they did go through slavery. They did, you know, work on sugarcane plantations. I can understand that with the Igbos being transported into West Africa and to Nigeria. You know, I can understand that. We do have descendants, and especially with the Lemba people, we do have Israelites who ancestors did go through that. I'm not dispersing that with them saying that, but this is why I have an issue with it. Levi is Haitians. Moses is Levi. Are you telling me Moses was Haitian? let me go into something with Levi, and I'm gonna go into it because I'm reading out of a book called The Bible Charts, Maps, and Biblical Timeline. Is a book by Rose Publishing. I bought this book out of Walmart. It's a very helpful book. It says Levi is the third son of Jacob, born to Leah. This is Levi. First stance is not counted with the other tribes because they were caretakers of the tabernacle, not fighting men. They were counted separately in number 22,000, second 23,000. This is location. Joshua gave them 48 towns throughout the promised land in which to live. and serve as ministers of law among the tribes. Now, let me go to the map to where Levi would be at. Let me go into, because I'm breaking down this. I'm break down something too, because I have my biblical dictionary with me, which has a map in it, and it has a whole bunch of other stuff in it too. So let me go into where Levi will be located at, because they said Levi is the Haitians, which each tribe counts as a land mass. They all had their own land mass. Let me get this out. The Zondervan Pictorial Biblical Dictionary is one of the oldest books out here that will break down definitions of anything that you need. Let's go to Levi, the Levite, because I'm going to show y'all where Levi was. And it was nowhere near Haiti. Okay, so it says Levites. It says Levi, the, let's see, their origin, right? So it says right here, Levi on the Levites' origin. According to the Zondervan Pictorial Biblical Dictionary, their origin was the third son of Jacob by Leah. The Genesis record gives no intimate regard to the later greatness of the tribe bearing Levi's name. Such silence bears indirect testimony to the fact that the Genesis account, contrary to theories of negative criticism, must have been written prior to the noble event that took place at Mount Sinai. So Levi, it says that they were pretty much near Mount Sinai. They're nowhere near. Mount Sinai is nowhere near. All the events that took place dealing with Levites was near Mount Sinai. That's nowhere near Haiti. Is Mount Sinai near Haiti? No. Ain't nowhere near Haiti.
No, and I'm wondering why the Haitians themselves, how come they are not claiming this heritage of anything, if they are the Haitians. I guess he know they was Haitians. I mean, they were Levites, but they don't know. Because most of them in Haiti, they're Catholics. They are under the Catholic authority, Christians and the Catholic authority. But how, I mean, why they not claiming it? Like, you know, like when they got the Mexicans. What's the Mexicans? What tribe they call them?
Mexicans are from the, according to them, are from the tribe of Cheska. Let's see where Cheska is at.
That's another one. How come you don't hear a lot of Hispanic come out where they Israelites? It's just all the people they're claiming on there. And it was funny, somebody else brought this out. Now, they don't even have Ethiopians on there. And we know they're Ethiopians. We know that they are, you know, Yuhadin, as they say Jews. We know they are. But I forgot they don't like Africans. How come, you know, they don't have no African nations on there? You notice that no African nations on the continent is on their damn chart. Not one. But they said we was in West Africa, but no African nations is on that chart nowhere, point blank, period.
Huh. And King Solomon is the father of Ethiopia, because when we're looking at Ethiopia is what you call Beta Israel, which the mother, queen of Ethiopia, is Queen of Sheba. mm-hmm. who she had her kids with Solomon. So it's
King Memelech.
Yep. Yep. And but let's see where let's see if we can find where Sheshachar would be at. Let me go into my biblical dictionary because I base most of my research out of this. Because, you know, I know a lot of brothers and sisters say, well, you know, you ain't never get the real facts. Well, shoot, you got it right here. It don't deal nothing but with the Bible. So it says right here, it says, so as Sheshachar, according to Zondervan Pretoria Biblical Dictionary, it says, not much is known of the tribe. It lay south of Zebulun and Naphtali and north of Manassas and was bounded on the east by the Jordan River. So pretty much it occupied the greater part of the very fertile plain of Esdraelon, which, however, was mostly held by the Canaanites. Along the south edge of the plain, there were fortresses Manasseh. So right there, so if it's the south edge of the plain of Manasseh, and then says it was near, it bounded on the east by the Jordan, Mexico ain't nowhere near Jordan. If you look at a world map, is Mexico anywhere near the Jordan?
Nah, they're just foolishness.
And then listen at this. They say Puerto Ricans is Ephraim. Manasseh and Ephraim would be Puerto Ricans and Cubans. They come from what? Joseph. Now, this is something that I have an issue with. Now, if they Joseph kids, right, and we all know Joseph was pretty much sold to the Ishmaelites in Egypt, wouldn't that make Puerto Rico, since Joseph had his kids in Egypt, because, you know, he pretty much was the king of Egypt when, you know, he got out of jail or whatever in Egypt. They pretty much made him king of Egypt. You know that, right? Because when they sold Joseph to Egypt, his brothers and sisters sold him. He pretty much, after the Ishmaelites, the Arabs' masters he had as sold him, had shipped him off to a jail after his Ishmaelite master had accused him of trying to go with his wife, which is in the scriptures. He pretty much became the king of Egypt, right? So he had his kids, Ephraim and Manasseh, when he was in Egypt. Now, if Manasseh and Ephraim is from Egypt, Puerto Rico and Cuba is not in Egypt. So, well, you know, if they was, well, where is that at? Because if, you know, where is that at? Well, if Puerto Rico and Cuba would be in Egypt, right? If they say that they are part of Manasseh and Ephraim, that would make their landmass Egypt, and not North America nowhere. So
yeah, it's foolish, bro.
It's foolish. It's right there. That's why I say, even when I look at it, I'm like, well, they said the Taino and Arawak is. So it'd be the Puerto Ricans and the Cubans, where they get Israelites from. There was no Indians in no Egypt. There was no Indians in Israel. There was none. There was none. There wasn't none. I'm not hating no Puerto Ricans or no Cubans, but I'm just saying, if y'all who are in these One West camps, they claim y'all Ephraim Manasseh, y'all follow y'all stuff through there, come on, look at it now. You all, your landmass could not have no affiliation with Israel, with Israelite spirit, because your landmass is nowhere near these tribes' landmass. Nowhere near it.
Yes, sir. But Dave, can we just show them this right fast? Because even though we might say, like I said, our thing here is, we give it like this. Our thing is a tabernacle. We're saying that 12 tribe trot is trash. Y'all can't say who. You don't know who's who. You don't know who's truly Israel. So for us to make that up, that's just trash. That's the a marking gimmick. A gimmick. Yeah, well, I can't even get the word out. A gimmick that they made up, right? But here's something we want to say. Because, see, they always want to say, well, this is salvation is for Israel only, and y'all ain't dealing with no other people, and all of this stuff, who can't come into the assembly. Well, you going against what Torah say. You going against what Torah say, you're going against Tanakh. For one thing, y'all always going against, y'all focus so much on, as y'all say, the white man or Edom. We just going to say the Edomite. Everything is about the Edomite. Edomite this, Edomite this. Here's something right fast. So I say a lot of things y'all violating the Torah, which y'all claiming to be upholding the Torah. Now, I'm reading here from my Complete Jewish Study Bible tonight, make it, you know, because I like that. It's reading and how it's worded on things, right? But I know they love that King James, that Protestant Bible. But anyway, that's another subject. But here's Deuteronomy, Dabarim 23 and 7. And it says, but do not detest the Edomite, because he is your brother. Let me say that again. Let me say that one more time. It says, But you are not, you are giving a commandment here, Israel. Do not detest an Edomite. The people y'all saying Esau, Edom, you're being told, as y'all say, yeah, the Most High is talking right here, isn't it? Y'all, that's what y'all claim now. It says you are told not to detest them, because why? He is your brother. That ain't me talking, y'all. This is Tanakh talking, not me. These are not my words. I did not print this. Again, it says you are not to detest and is an Egyptian, a Chemite, a Mizraim, as y'all might say it. You are not to detest them either. Why? He says, because you live as a foreigner in his land. The third generation of children born to them may enter the assembly of the Most High. See what y'all said? He said a third generation of them. He's talking about the third generation of the Edomites, the third generation of the Chemites or the Egyptian may enter the assembly of Yah. Notice he didn't say your damn assembly. Excuse my French, y'all. But he didn't say your assembly. He didn't say enter your camp. He didn't say emblem your congregation. He said, it says the third generation of children of them may enter the assembly of Yah. So y'all act like this y'all stuff. You act like this your stuff. This ain't your stuff. This y'all stuff. You can't tell nobody. You can't tell people who can't come in because this ain't yours. It don't belong to you. They belong to the Most High Yah. So you can't tell that light skin, dark skin, blue skin, purple skin, who they can't come in. Because if you go on by the top tonight, it says that even the Edomite that y'all hate. And notice, though, because nothing is done without y'all's permission, right? That's what we say. Nothing is done without y'all's permission. Again, doing y'all talk about, as y'all say, Christ time, Yahawashah's time. Who was ruling the nation of Israel at that time? Who was called the king of the Jews at that time? Wasn't it not an Edomite named Herod? Huh? Was it not an Edomite named Herod who was ruling the nation of Judea at the time, as y'all say, when Christ was ruling? That's what, what's that name? Gathering of Christ Church for St. Christ. You know the L's over there. But let's go. Let's jump to something else right fast. Now, here's something else. Y'all want to talk about, because see, Israel, your job, your mission, it was to be ministers to the Most High and to do what? Bring people, as y'all talk about now, bring people to Christ. We ain't trying to bring no damn body to no Christ. We're trying to bring people to the Most High. And that's what it was about. That's why he chose you to be a nation of priests and ministers. So go to all of these other nations who was in the idolatry and this, that, and another, all this other stuff. He said, that's why he said, I gave you my instruction. I showed Jacob my instructions and my commandments and my judgment. And he said, I hadn't dealt so with no other nation. That didn't say he not going to deal so with other nation. He gave it to you, gave you the instructions so you can teach it to the rest of the world or the rest of those nations that was around you. But let's go here. Now, this is coming from my New Living Translation. Let's go to Isaiah 56. Yeshayahu chapter 56, and we're going to start at verse 6 through 7. Like I said, this is my New Living Translation right here. This is what it says, Isaiah 56, verse 6. Now, we're going to see what Yah says through his prophet, Isaiah. He says, I will also bless the foreigners who commit themselves to Yah, who serve him and love his name, who worship him and do not desecrate the Sabbath day of rest and hold fast to my covenant. I will bring them to my holy mountain of Jerusalem. Yeah, and I will fill them with joy in my house of prayer. I will accept their burnt offerings and their sacrifice. Check this out, y'all, because my temple will be called the house of prayer for what? All nations. That's what it said, y'all. It didn't say a nation. It says, my temple will be called a house of prayer for who? All nations. It wasn't no specifics on there. It didn't just say, you know, so-and-so, the black man in America. It didn't say this. That. It says, because we started off at 6, it says, for I will bless the foreigners who commit themselves. That's what it says, and who serve him and love his name. So if they serve in Yah, if these people, we see people serving Yah, they reading Tanakh, trying to live by the instructions that Yah gave Israel. They trying to live by that, keeping the Shabbat, keeping it holy. It's like it says, if they are not desecrating the Shabbat, they're holding to Yah's covenant and doing everything that even Israelites are supposed to do. That's why y'all, I got to give y'all something right fast. That's why I kind of like when y'all go into you and you see in those so-called gospel writings and you are seeing this whole bickering back and forth with Paul and those so-called disciples. And you notice they're saying that the disciples was telling these Greeks or these Gentiles that they had to basically somewhat convert or do as the Yuhadin of the Jews do. And Paul was like, no, y'all ain't got to do all that. Y'all ain't got to do that. Nope, you ain't got to keep the Shabbat. You ain't got to keep none of that stuff that they do. But this is why, because that's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to follow the way. Because you remember there's a verse that's talking about that these people will be trying to grab the heel of the Jews. And I can't recall exactly where it is, but this is what it's talking about, and Yah want to have the people to look at what's supposed to have been looking at us as an example, and people take on the customs and the ways that we have and get to know Yah. So this is why I'm saying y'all behavior and all this false foolishness that y'all teaching out here, y'all are turning people away from Yah. You're turning people away from what he says, Yah's temple and his house of prayer. That's why a lot of people, man, have gotten away, walked away from this walk. A lot of people have walked away from this walk. We've heard, Brother Dave, we know we've heard people talking about they no longer Israelites no more. They not into this no more. Because of foolishness, they have been around people with these false damn camps. They have been people who taught all of this ignorant stuff, and they have walked away from it completely. They have walked away from this walk completely because of people they have been around with stupidity and things that have been you know, like you started off opening up, Brother Day. You was talking about these so-called false shepherds and pastors who lead my people astray. And there's a lot of that truly going on today. These shepherds, y'all have talked about it in Isaiah and places, that these shepherds, these so-called leaders, are leading y'all's people astray with a lot of these false teachings that they're bringing out. So, yeah, this is why we're talking about this, because this stuff don't make no damn sense, man, what y'all are out here doing in the name of Yah, in the name of instructions. But like I said, y'all, I could go to YouTube and look up all day long the white man is you got complaining about. And we're not here to take up for the so-called white man. Hell, he take up for himself. That's not my job. But we taking up with the word of Yah, because y'all using the Tanakh, y'all using the word of Yah and concocting a doctrine that, you know, this is not what this is supposed to be utilized for. We're supposed to be, we even go into Proverbs, talk about wisdom, giving people instructions, the Proverbs, man, to how and giving them, when people right now are going through so much in their lives, we're supposed to be going into, like I said, Proverbs, Psalms, and reading these Psalms, or giving them wisdom and giving them Ecclesiastes, giving them wisdom on their life. How to, you know, and how to maneuver through certain situations they're going through. But a lot of y'all, man, y'all keeping people in a downtrodden state. Y'all keeping people are depressed and oppressed. Everything y'all talk about, somebody's oppressing you. That shit is depressing. Y'all, do you understand that? That is depressing. Every time you see somebody talking about what somebody's trying to do to you, the white man do. But listen, man, look, we know there's racism out here. We know that. Yeah, and the people who practice racism, white supremacy, whatever y'all want to call it, they're sick they damn self. Yeah, they're sick they damn self. We know this. But you're not going to have me focus on that. And I've been a part of that Black Power community, man, for years. And like I said, man, they always were fighting each damn other, fighting each other. They wasn't whooping no Klan's ass out there. They ain't do a damn thing to the Klan. They always beating each other's ass, turning on each other. So don't give me that all that damn food. It's just like this damn campsite here. Same thing. Y'all talk about the white man, but y'all be whooping each other's ass, turning on each other all the damn time. Get to the essence of what this thing is about, what this walk is about, what we're supposed to be learning from the Tanakh. This is these records that we have. It's showing us about a people again. When we're reading this literature, we're reading about a people. I keep saying this over and over again, so maybe somebody one day will get the understanding of this. We're reading about the life and times of a people called the ancient Israelites. And what they done, their relationship, the things that they did wrong in their lives, and their supposed to be relationship with the Creator, and how they was given instructions and they didn't follow through with them, and how things befall upon them, became upon them, and how they, you know, they things happened to them. They went into captivity and things because of their bad behavior, their bit disobedience. We said disobedience. And we're supposed to look at these things again. It's just like somebody to tell you, well, you see a person who went out there, he abused drugs or smoking crack, and like, you should be like, hey, hell no, I don't want to. And all this fentanyl they got, man, hell no, I ain't doing that. I see what happened to him. I ain't going down that road. We're supposed to be looking at these things as an example, just like the Israelites of that day supposed to have been example people. We're supposed to look at that example even today when we're reading these stories and say, I don't want to be like them. I don't want to be like them. But y'all taking this whole thing and just made up something that's totally crazy. You want to be cursed. And I'm here to let Dave get back in here. Y'all remember that there was a time when the Southern Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Church, a coalition, Europeans, taught that black people was for the cursed of Ham. Y'all remember that? What was it, the cursed of Ham? I think it was the cursed of Ham. They said we was cursed. That's how black people came to be, because of this cursed. And people, we have argued, not, I ain't gonna say we, but elders have argued and went against that and debunked that. And I think they came out and supposedly been a couple of years ago, apologized for that and saying that, well, black people were cursed, because they were teaching that black people were cursed. And that curse is how they came about and became black. And think about this one. Think about it. Now, our elders fought against that, talking about we ain't no curse. No, we ain't cursed. But y'all got Israelites out here, so-called Israelites out here, teaching every single damn day that we are cursed, that we are cursed. We under a divine punishment, teaching this every single day. If y'all think I'm lying, go turn on YouTube and just look up just Israelite teaching. You'll see it. I know y'all hear it on the corners of y'all who see them. They're telling you a curse. But our elders fought so hard to break, talk about we ain't under no damn curse. But y'all going around here teaching that you are a damn curse. You might as well go. I know we didn't come about by the curse of Ham, that blackness thing. But y'all, hell, if y'all going to call it here Halloween curse, you might as well go and take that then. Because a curse is a curse, right? A curse is a curse. Is it not? I don't understand this, man. Why don't y'all, as they say, bless or be filled? When do y'all not want to be filled, blessed, be fulfilled? You always, I'm telling y'all, quit listening to this bull crap, because only thing they're doing to you, they are keeping you under a spell. They're casting spells on y'all asses with that you talking about you cursed up. And you keep listening to that, and you keep, Dave. I got to quote Paul, and you got to come on in behind this one, because I got to quote Paul. What Paul say, y'all, so a man thinketh, so is he. Don't he say that day? Nah, it's some things Paul say I can agree, and I'm going to damn agree with that one. So a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you curse, what you think going to happen? You constantly put that out into the atmosphere. You constantly putting it, what you think going to happen? So a man think, if so is he. You think it, you're going to eventually start acting like. You keep thinking that, that's going to happen. See, I don't think that. Hell, I know for a matter of fact, I know I'm not goddammit cursed. I'm not under no bondage. But y'all keep on thinking that. Keep letting these fools tell y'all that. Because I tell y'all what, them camp leaders and all that, you look at they like, hell, what's dude name? Bishop Nathaniel. Uh-huh. I've heard he was on Forbes magazine. Brother, somebody told me he's on Forbes list, Brother David. I threw it out, I hadn't looked it up, but that's what I was told. He was on the Forbes list. But anybody want to call in, you can call in as well. We started off, somebody was on the call in at the beginning, but we had to try to get in here. Y'all got to know what we're talking about, first of all. So I couldn't answer at the beginning, so I have to lay out the foundation. So if anybody want to call in, y'all got something y'all want to chop it up, hey. Y'all think we wrong in what we're saying, hey, call in at the number is 3319. One second, Dave. The number, call-in number is 319-527-6068. That's 319-527-6068. Come on, call in. If y'all think we lying, making up something on y'all, hey, call in. Hey, we can prove what we say. But go ahead, Brother Dave.
So, you know, while you talk about their hatred for white people, and you were saying how the scripture said, do not abhor an Edomite.
That's what it said.
Right, I heard you quoting that earlier.
Yes,
that
sir.
Means do not hate an Edomite.
Mm-hmm.
They always hate white people. But listen at this. I was talking about the 12-tribe chart and how they have all these Hispanics up there, and they supposedly hate white people, right? But listen at this. Mexico and Puerto Rico, Cuba is considered what? So according to them, part of the 12-tribe chart, right? Listen at this. According to Wikipedia, while I looked up white Puerto Ricans, listen at this. It says, white Puerto Ricans are officially counted as Puerto Ricans who self-identify as white. As of the 2010 U.S. Census, people who self-identify as white constituted the majority in Puerto Rico. This is your Ephraimites y'all talk about. 5.8% of the population. Woo! But they hate white people so much, but they got Puerto Ricans as Ephraim. Huh. Why don't they consider themselves Hebrew? They saying they 75% white. Huh. Ain't that crazy, Aria?
Yes, sir.
But they say they hate white people, but they say Ephraim is the Puerto Ricans. And they say that, but are they saying that there was white slave ships? There were slave ships, and Puerto Rico was full of white people?
Dave, I think we got to be more specific. I think we got to be real technical on this one.
Now,
they said the white man is the devil. The white man is the devil. Notice I said we got to be real technical, Dave. The white man is the devil. I remember hearing this before in my Black Power day. They said, notice that they be saying the white man is the devil. They don't say the white woman because here a lot of them out here slipping up, tipping up with these damn white women on the low. Yeah, they say the white man is the devil. So, yeah, I just had to be, you know, throw that in there to be technical because here a lot of them are slipping out with these white girls. Yeah, the white man is the devil. The white woman is the devil to some of them.
But listen to this, though. When I looked up the census for Mexicans, 47% of Mexico is white. Then they said Mexicans is a Shashikar. They said that I'm glad you brought that up about the white man being the devil because this is going to bring you into something. Now, they have a problem with white man. But then they say that as to be an Israelite, your father got to be from that tribe. So that means you're letting white men from these Mexico, white men from Puerto Rico, birth children and bring them in your camp. That you supposedly hate. Wow. But listen at this though. You notice how they have an issue. They always have an issue with black women, right? They don't never talk shit about no Spanish women. You notice how all they talking is against black women. When you hear ISUPK to Zoriac, that black women need to get herself together. But they'll never cuss out no Spanish women. Notice that?
Yeah,
they have an issue.
Go ahead, bro. But what you said, bro, I peeped it out one day, man. They do say that. They talk bad about black women. Now, it was Israel United in Christ. Some sisters call in and they have a harmonized chant or somehow. See, when the black woman, it says something about the black woman open her mouth. It's something negative against the black woman. I forgot what they say.
Yeah, but you notice how they don't never had nothing negative to say about Spanish women. But then they say they always talking about they catering to blacks. But they never had no issue against no Spanish women. Their main thing, they hella hatred towards black women. They whole thing, they don't never talk no shit against no Spanish women, though. They don't never do that. I know plenty of Spanish women that are worse than black women. Way worse. And I'm talking about facts. In the words of Umar Johnson, facts. They don't say nothing about that. They don't never say, they don't never speak on cleaning up Spanish women, do they? And there's plenty of drug, like you go to New York, I've been to New York. Shit. They got plenty of damn Spanish women that's walking around with her ass, they ass hanging out. Meth heads. They don't speak about that, do they? They don't speak about cleaning up the Spanish woman. Huh. They have an issue. They see a black woman walking down the street with her ass out. She need to cover her ass up. Spanish women, Puerto Rican Day Parade, thong all up her ass. They don't yell at her. They don't yell at her. They don't yell at no Dominican women. They, she, you know, when they had a cat meeting, hey, sister, my sister. But the black woman, that old funky black woman, she don't know how to shut up.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Huh? You want to correct somebody, correct them too. It should apply to all of them. Hell, even with Pastor Dowell. I love Pastor Charles Dowell, but you notice how all the women in his camp, all them brothers is married to white ladies. Notice that? He got white lady's head all wrapped up. And he talked crap about black women, too. Yeah. That's why I say, man, they whole focus on the black woman, but then they have a sign with Spanish, Caribbean, Native American, but they don't talk about them, do they? They don't talk about them. They don't talk about the drugs, because drugs is very heroin, especially heroin. Oh, heroin and meth is high in Spanish countries. That's where the drugs come from. They don't talk about cleaning that a country up. As a matter of fact, let me bring something out too about that. Now listen at this. Now, and I've always said this because I've studied the 12 tribe chart. I've been in camps that have studied the 12 tribe chart. Listen at this. Now, we in America, right? If we follow the 12 tribe chart, right, we'll be considered what? Judah, right? Now, listen at this. They say they reaching out to Ephraim, the so-called Puerto Ricans. They say they reaching out to Mexicans, so-called Shishka. Now, each tribe, according to them, represents that nation which makes us up as Israelites. Now, when we're looking into the Torah, as I was going into earlier, the land masses of each tribe, like Shesekah, like I said earlier, is on the east by the Jordan. Now, Ephraim is a certain place, too, in the country of Israel or by it. They settle in certain parts of the camp. When you read the book of Numbers, the second chapter, it goes into that, the each, like I was saying, each certain part where they camped at. How come if they say that Puerto Ricans are Israelites, and they come from a tribe of Ephraim, how come they don't set up camps in Puerto Rico? How come they don't set up camps if Dominicans is from the tribe of Simeon, like they say? How come they don't go to Dominican Republic and set up camps there? You notice how it's and I think the only camp that I've seen that have done this, I think has been IUIC. They do have a camp in Puerto Rico. I think GMS has one in Puerto Rico, and Mexico, but I don't see no other camps doing that. I don't see too many camps doing that because each camp is a certain landmass, like I was going into earlier. You know, like we, like Judah, we would be what, a Judah-only camp. There should be a camp only for Judah in the territory of Judah, which would be in America. If you're Ephraim and you're supposed to be Puerto Rican, you're supposed to have an Ephraim-only camp in Puerto Rico. If it just makes sense of their nonsense.
Well, all of this is just stupid to me. I mean, just far as you talking about, I mean, just me personally, I'm not concerned. I don't give a damn about this racial, I mean, this racial stuff. Because like I said, again, when I go to the book of, as I went to Isaiah 56, when I went to Isaiah 56 and said, my nation, because see, I'm only concerned with what y'all is concerned about. If anybody is coming to Yah and want to serve the Most High Yah and his righteousness and being in right in Yah's eyes and his righteousness, that's all I'm concerned about, too, because here it again, because this ain't about me. This ain't got a doggone thing to do about me, because like I said, Yah going again, he says if and the foreigners will join themselves to Yah. The foreigner will join and to serve him and to love his name. See, if they doing all that, brother, the same thing we claiming that we trying to do, bro. That, hey, man, this thing would be a better place. It'd be a better place. We wouldn't have to worry about that. We wouldn't have to worry about it if we looking at it like in like people always talk about, the Christian church always talking about in love. If we did things to really serve and follow that, if everybody was on that same page, bro, we wouldn't be talking about no damn racism. We wouldn't be talking about, you know, the discrimination and all of this kind of crazy stuff that's going on. So my thing is, again, I'm not turning away from, I'm turning nobody away who want to serve the great. Look, it's like, I remember going back to old Christians got a saying. They had a song, it used to be a saying, but they talking about, you know, they were talking about Jesus, though. They want to go out and tell everybody about somebody, and I forgot how to go. But it was something about they want to run out and tell, because they talk about how the goodness of Jesus was. They want to run out and go tell everybody about it. So is the thing about it, if it's good enough for us, if it's good enough for us and we see these other idolatrous nations and things, is how come we can't tell them about the goodness of Yah? And that's what Torah is teaching us we supposed to do. But again, we're getting so caught up in this colorism bull crap that actually the European gave you this damn stuff that we talking about. That's the stuff he made up, all this racial identity bull crap. When I read Torah, I'm reading about nationhood, nationality. I didn't read about race in the Bible. And the reason I'm saying, they tell you about color in there. Uh-oh. And I got to go here. Got to go here. It's another one of their false teachings. They go with here. They'll try to prove. I did a lesson on this one, y'all, on YouTube. Y'all go check this lesson out. It was about Jeremiah, what I'm finna go into. Jeremiah 14 and 2. This is one of the things that they use to try to say the Jews were black. The Jews were black. I'm going to tell y'all, be honest, y'all. Y'all ain't going to find no colorism in the Bible to tell you about that. No, what? No nation. You could talk about nationhood. It'll tell you about a nation. It'll tell you about nations, nationality. But all this colorism stuff, I got to watch my word. That is something that we say that the European made up. And they, in that time, they didn't, when talking about this. Because, you know, we know there's probably some racism going on, again, still back there. But the Bible ain't speaking on this. Here's where I want to go with something. You hear them on the Israelite, they try to prove that the Jews were black. Here they go. This is how they do it on their camps. Somebody talk about where the Jews were black. Well, brother, give me Jeremiah 14 and 2. They ain't going to start at 1. They're going to start at 1 because I want to tell you what this is about. But give me, so the reader, he'll pull out Jeremiah 14 and 2. Read. Judah mourneth, and the gates of the language, I mean, excuse me, let me read it right, y'all. Let me go back. Judith mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black. They are what? They are black. To the what? They are blackened to the ground. See? See? They'd go right there, brother. See? You see who it is? Who said, who are black? Judah. See? It started out saying, Judah mourneth, and they are black unto the ground. And they try to freak you right. If you don't know no damn better, and if you don't read this in context, you would think, like, damn, this show ain't lying. Judah, it does say Judah black. No. Let's go to verse 1 first. It starts off like this. Now I'm reading King James, and I'm going to go into some other one, another verse. But it says, the words of the Most High came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. This is about a drought that was happening in Jerusalem. Yes, this is about a drought that was happening in Jerusalem. And y'all know if ain't no water. The people is talking about how the people was in mourning. And we're going to read some right here. But that's how it start off. It says, the words of the Most High came to Jerusalem concerning the drought. Judah mourning, that mourneth, the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground. Now, that word black, and you go into certain other translations, they were, because you can go and do, you do a strong concordance, and you will see in there, they will translate that word. They have several meanings to that word right there, where they have the word black, and it have the word black and say they in gloom. Now let me read it right here. Same thing from my Jewish Complete Study Bible. I can read it from the Strong's. My Strong's. Let me tell y'all what. I'm gonna read it from my Stone to Knock. I'm gonna read it from my Stone to Knock and read it right there in my Stone. Let me get Jeremiah 14. So when you read it and go and even look up the word, because I tell y'all remember Malcolm X. In the movie Malcolm X, and he did the looked up the word black in the dictionary, and he gave you the definition of the word black in the dictionary: dark, gloomy, so and so, right? Y'all remember that? Now here's my Stone edition to knock, and even in the Stone edition to knock, as you see right here, right beside that, how Jeremiah starts off 14. It has on in the Stone Tanakh, it says prophecy concerning the drought, a prophecy concerning the drought. That's a side note that it has up there. Let you know, in the Stone Tanakh, they have like this side notes, a side headings to let you know what certain sections of a chapter is all about. So, yeah, they have like another one, verse 7 is talking about Jeremiah's supplication, prayers not for them, blame them with false prophets. So it have like let you know what these things about. Certain Bibles have that in the headings on certain things. But anyway, so here's the Stone edition to knock that goes and says that the word of the Most High that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought, just like the King James started off and told you, it said, Judah's mourn, her cities are devastated. They are blackened like the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. Y'all see that? Same thing. So, and it was one of them that came out, my Jewish study Bible says, it just depends on what you get. They say that was blackened. Now, my Jewish study Bible says that Yehuda is in mourning. Her gates are languishing. They sit on the ground in gloom. They sit on the ground in gloom. Because what is going on? That Judah mourning, that verse just right there, what is going on? What is this about? When you read it and get an understanding, the context, what is happening? Judah is in mourning because of why? Is a drought. There's no water. There's no water to be found. Now, I keep on. It says, they sit on the ground in gloom. Jerusalem sent out a cry of anguish. Her nobles send their servants for water. They go to the cintern, but find no water. So they return with empty jars. Ashamed and dismayed, they cover their heads because the ground which is cracked, since it has not rained in the land. The farmers are ashamed. They cover their heads. Y'all see this here? It says the doe in the countryside give birth and abandon her young for the like of grass. So even the talking about the doe or the deers and things, they're can't even feed their babies because, you know what I'm saying, they don't have any grass. They abandon their babies because they can't even get nourishment to feed their young. So this is like a plague or something that was going on in the land. There was a drought. That's what this is talking about. This is not to be used as an identifier to say that the Jews are black. It has nothing to do with the context of trying to prove that the Jews are black. It's talking about they were in gloom. They were mourning. They were hell. They was been devastated because, like the thing said, the other one said it was in devastated. They were devastated. Because there was a drought, man. Nothing to do, you can use this to prove that the Jews are black. That's why I said they give y'all these little damn, what they call proof texting. Proof texting. Give you a little verse, but y'all got to get down and read the context of it, y'all. What is the story about? What is it actually saying in the whole context? They can make this Bible say whatever they want it to say. I told y'all that several times. It can make you talk about, and it can make you, and there's things here in here, brothers and sisters, that it's actually about a people that existed thousands of years ago. But hell, it's certain things, if you let them tell it, it's like it's talking about us in 2024. It's a prophecy about us in 2024, which is not. But you let them tell it, and how they present to you verses in so-called scriptures, it would make you think this was a prophecy that was written thousands of years about what was going to happen to you today, February the 3rd, 2024. If y'all don't read it in context, this is what they're doing a lot of time. This has nothing to do with you personally, but you can benefit from the story once you read it and get an understanding. You can benefit from it, yes. Yes, you can. But that's why I say, brothers and sisters, I say, hey, don't take it personal, but take it to heart. Don't take this like this hell. Somebody written this about you. He didn't know you 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago. They didn't know nothing about you. But you can read the stories and read into the stories and see how they fail and see the mistakes. Just not just Bible itself, many nations. Well, y'all talk about the Kemetic brothers. Y'all can read those stories and see what they've done. Hell, the ancient Sumerian. You can go into the west coast of Africa, this nation, that nation, and read about the things that they did. And learn, we have to learn from our mistake. Just like this nation is what is going on, we're seeing today happening all around the different nations in the world. And we should be trying to strive to be better than that. Y'all see in the Sudan, the civil wars that have been happening in the Sudan for a mighty long time, which there's a lot of hush-hush on that. But that's, and them black folks, you got the Muslims that's killing, I think it's the Muslims in the north, if I'm not mistaken, I get it twisted, y'all. I think it's the Muslims in the north, all of them Sudanese, the Muslims in the north, killing the Christian Sudanese in the south and enslaving them. They're the same people, y'all. Same people, different religions, different, you know, north, south. But look what they're doing to each other. They melanated. They dark-skinned people. Same thing, man. It's no different than what's going on a lot of stuff here. I don't like you because you ain't a part of my camp. I don't like you. Y'all ain't part of my, you Old Testament, you New Testament. Y'all, we don't like y'all because y'all don't follow Yahushua. We don't deal with y'all. Y'all don't believe he's the Christ. Y'all don't believe he coming back. Y'all don't believe he died for my sins. So we don't rock with y'all. Y'all ain't real Israelites. Oh, that was some earlier going back to. Even when we talking about the Ethiopian brothers and sisters, the Ethiopian Jews, they learned it from the white man. Oh, for a matter of fact, brother Dave, I'm going to let you jump back in, bro. What we study as Tanakh only, and all of us who studied Tanakh only, bro, we learned it from the white man. I forgot. according to them camps and all this stuff, bro, when we following Tanakh only, bro, we learn this from the white man. I've heard them say it. Oh, here's what I want to touch on. Now, I asked you this earlier because I heard it, brother. This goes still with all this foolish damn teaching and doctrine that's going on. These groups that had, like you were talking about, One West, as people who I've heard, they said this guy named Marshall, he's passed away now. He's one of, I guess, the elders of the One West and whatnot, ISUPK or whatever they was calling it at that time, said he was the reincarnated King David. He was reincarnated King David, and Ariah, as they call him, High Priest Ariah, not me, y'all, not me. I ain't no high priest. But the High Priest Ariah, the original one back then, One West, said that, brother, he was reincarnated John the Baptist. Have you heard that one too, brother? I asked you about the Moses day. Did you hear about it? He's supposed to have been not John the Baptist. John the Revelator, my bad. Because like I said, that dream and all of that stuff. Did you ever hear that? That he's supposed to have been John the Revelator? You heard that one?
I've heard that too before. I've heard some brothers say that too. It's a shame too.
Yes, sir.
It's a shame. A shame hearing that too. It's a shame because, like, what the hell you mean by he had a reincarnated John the Baptist? What you mean?
Yep, John the Revelator. You know, yeah.
But listen though. But they hate white folks. Then they use white people's book. Because when we're looking at New Testament, everything in the New Testament was written in Europe. Paul was a Roman. Yeah, all the places is dealing with Europe. All of Acts. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, all those places written in Europe. Herod the Great was European. Matter of fact, the Apocrypha, Roman Catholic book, they love quoting 1 Maccabees. They love quoting Baruch. They love all that stuff, but then they have European books that they're bringing out. Yeah, these are all European written books. And like I was saying, it makes sense of Ephraim, Manasseh, and all that. Y'all quoting European tribes. Because when we're looking at Puerto Rico, 75% white. Mexico. When I look at Univision and I look at Telemundo, which I love to look at Telemundo and Univision, and I'm not hating on none of Spanish brothers and sisters. We welcome y'all here. But we cannot say y'all are on the 12, that 12 tribe talk makes sense because there is no sense. Well, look, when we're, like I was saying earlier, each tribe had their own landmass. In order to make sense of that landmass, you have to go to the organs of that landmass. And there is, they're not situated nowhere in those places. I don't see Cuba in the Zona Van Pictoria Book Dictionary. I don't see Cuba in here. I don't see, they say North American Indians are Gadites. I don't see Native American Indians in no Zona Van Pictoria Book Dictionary. You know? That's why I'm saying, let's, like Doc York said, let's set the facts straight. You know, set them straight. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame. That's why I said I'm done with it. I'm tired of the foolishness. We need you all to teach correctly. If you all can't teach correctly, then you need, you know what they need to? They need to get the hell out of Israel there. That's what they need to do.
Yeah.
They need to get up. They need to get the heck out of Israel then.
Yeah, because they make it a bad. Like we did a show. We, you know, we already did a show. All these messianic camps make it a bad name for Israel. Yeah. Yeah, we made it. And I got a quick clip too, brother. I want to play like it. Even as now, I don't rock with this dude, but he's going into a quick 8 minute. It's like an 8 minute history of One West, and this gives somebody, listeners who knew, understanding a little bit about this stuff, this structure as well. Let me see, can I play this right fast, brother? Let's see.
Well, you must have the gift. You must control the mind so that lust will not consume your body. Supposedly that's a quote by him. But that's Abba Bivens. Now, let me show you.
The gift?
I think it means self-control.
Okay.
But now, because we're looking at that, let me show you the leadership chart that gives you some idea of the way the structure of these groups went, since we're looking at images.
I think for people who are interested in dealing with One West, like, this is a chart that needs to be out to everybody, so you at least have a better understanding of who you're dealing with and where they're going to be coming from.
So Abba Bivens at the top starts a school in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Ariah was a younger man when he went, because Abba Bivens went with also a man named Yaquab, Peter Sherrod, and that's Ariah's father.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ariah became a top leader, especially after Bivens was apparently murdered by Muslims in Jersey. And then later on, one of the other main guys was Masha, who is known as King David reincarnated. They sometimes call him King Masha. And so they're the leaders of the One West school. It later develops into seven heads. There I'm just showing the two main.
The seven heads were going down to the seven.
Yeah, seven heads would be, see where it says ICUPK?
Yeah.
People always say ISUPK. The school is called Israelite Church of Universal Practical Knowledge. Yeah. So the ICUPK is the school. But see, there was a split in 1995. And then these students left and ended up having something called House of David. See, Masha's people went over here to House of David. So these three men, Tahar, Nathaniel, and Zabak, were in House of David with Masha. But this man, Jermaine Grant, stayed with the ICUPK with Ariah. Mm-hmm. And later on, he became the leader of the ICGGC. And so the ICGGC is the school that changed its name out of the ICUPK. So the ISUPK is not the original real school. They just took the name.
Yeah.
The ICGGC is actually the real original One West school continued on. And Ariah is still alive in it today. Jermaine Grant, a.k.a. the Comforter, is not alive. He died from COVID.
He did. Yeah, he did pass in 2020, didn't he?
So the ICGGC is still around, and these are sort of competing elements now.
Ooh.
House of Israel is smaller, but they became somewhat well-known January 2019 with the Covington kids. That was their group. And although Zabak was not personally there, IUIC, Nathaniel, who we've been discussing, and Tahar, GMS, and then Jermaine Grant, we don't even really know who the leader is now. And then coming down
I was going
to
ask that question.
These two guys stayed with the original school for a while. This is General Yohana. That's commanding General Yohana to you. And Rakah, who has a new father now. And so you guys, I guess, are brothers because, you know, he has a new father. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So this is what meet your stepbrother here, Rakah of GOCC, who we discussed earlier, and ISUPK from there. So that's the breakdown.
You know what's interesting is, like, you look at ISUPK and GOCC, they both split from ICGJC. They are, based on what I've seen and how they act and just the sort of the mannerisms and the temperament of both of those two schools, they could not be more opposite.
Yeah.
ISUPK is very hard line, whereas GOCC, I would say, infinitely less. Because like you said, I could take part in their Passover.
It's all
they have white people in the church.
ISUPK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I got one somewhere on here. I'm going to find it now. Hold on.
Those two schools could not be more different, I think.
Sorry. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm trying to find the sound.
That ain't it.
Trying to find that good
sound?
That's
as close as I got. Yeah.
I think that's from Metroid.
You might be right.
Oh, Metroid. Yeah. That was the game right there, bro.
So does that help a little bit?
Some of these guys dress like old Metroid characters.
They do. They're
pretty.
Yeah, they ain't talking about nothing else. But yeah, they just going into the little breakdown of some of that history of how that split came about. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Let me do one more. Let me see. Let me try to see what this is. Okay. Let me get this commercial out of here. Yeah. Because like I said, y'all got to understand, man. This is a long history of this. And a lot of this doctrine that they have, y'all, you won't find this nowhere else, or even on the continent of Africa. Amongst Brother Dave just mentioned some earlier, he talked about the Igbos, the Limba, the Ethiopian Jews. And you won't find this doctrine that we see in America. Y'all won't be finding this nowhere else. So where is this stuff coming from? This actually is what they say, made in America. These doctrines are actually made in America. Because if we came from the West Coast of Africa, as they say, we came from the West Coast of Africa, why is it not a remnant of this doctrine? Because they always talk about a remnant. Why is it there still not a remnant or traces of what we are seeing here in America, over there and elsewhere, right? And the Ethiopian Jews, we know they've been there a long time, right? Why is it that what they're teaching is totally different from what we're seeing? But I forgot, y'all. Damn, I keep forgetting. They getting their doctrine from the white man. Damn, how come it went in? Oh, man. When it's not teaching against the white man, we got it from the white man. It's crazy. But they've been practicing what they've been practicing for thousands of years, though. For thousands of years, we've been over here in goddamn captivity, and we supposed to have forgotten all about because, you know, they wouldn't allow us to practice our culture. But we got something totally different. But they've been practicing theirs for thousands of years, but they got theirs from the white man. That's some crazy shit to me. I mean, excuse my language, y'all. That's some crazy stuff. Let me see what this is right now.
I came to the truth in 1992. All right, and when I came, I was a history.
Now this house of David.
So I graduated one of the top colleges in New York. And I had a degree in history. And I'm thinking, you know, I got this degree, I'm a professor, you know, I know my history. Ain't nobody can tell me that. I'm going to write some books. I got it all planned. I'm writing some books.
No, that video would be a little bit too long. I forgot. It's like 11 minutes. We ain't going to go into that. But y'all can just look up some of this stuff. Hell, just Google. I mean, go to YouTube and just type in ISUPK, One West Doctrine Exposed. Hell, you'll find a lot of stuff. But going back to what they talk of, there's some history that goes back to, they mentioned long time ago, long time ago, when the Williams Crown, I can't never say his name right that day. Wentworth Matthews, Frank Cherry out of Nashville, Tennessee, Frank Cherry, and just the list goes on, just people way before them. A lot of them were actually what we was called, I don't know, Christian groups, Messianic groups. But without the Messianic groups, you had, and Dr. Ben was a part of this congregation. Ah, yeah. Dr. Ben was a part of this congregation. We talked about when we talk about the Ethiopian Jews again, you're going back to the Jews that was congregating with the Ethiopian Jews. Look up blackjews.org, blackjews.org. Let me check it out, pull it up while I'm talking. Yeah, the blackjews.org. But anyway, so you had the commandment keepers. Have y'all ever heard of the commandment keepers out there? Yeah, the commandment keepers. And that's where a lot of those ugly, the guys that came from, I think Abba Bibbins and all of them, I think a lot of them, they even stemmed out of a lot of the groups like that. I think if my memory served me correct on that. They stemmed out of like the commandment keepers, but somehow they wanted to start teaching all of that damn, new so-called New Testament doctrine. Just like hell, we got a brother now, so-called Zion Lex. He supposed to been, he was always taught by his elders. He was taught Tanakh, and he taught Tanakh himself for a long, long, long time. But now all of a sudden, he's around here teaching all of this Messiah, Mashiach doctrine. Damn, I don't know, bro. And a lot of things, I'm going to tell y'all, a lot of things is for money. It's for money. Yes, sir. There's a lot of things involved with a lot of this thing, money. Yeah, just go and check up y'all. Look up blackjews.org, blackjews.org. And also, y'all, and that was a picture as I'm actually looking at it myself. You see Dr. Bean. You know, Dr. Bean was actually an honorary rabbi. Y'all didn't know that? Yeah, Dr. Bean. As you go on that, you go on that page, you can actually see Dr. Bean. As soon as you go on the heading of that page, you see Dr. Bean, all of them sitting there on there. Yes, you can see a lot of them on there. I see some damn Europeans in there as well. Oh, that's some. But yeah, but there's some history. Like I said, the whole thing is not. And I was looking at something in the Torah. I should have. All right. Can you hear me, Brother Dave? Shalom, Brother David.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, man.
You cut off for like the last 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I messed around in Maine. Closed the doggone browser. I was trying to exit out of that tab, and I shut down the whole browser. Damn, my bad. Yeah, my bad, y'all. I shut down the whole browser. I'm trying to shut down the tab, and yeah.
The last thing you left up, you were talking about Wentworth Matthews and Dr. Ben, how he was ordained a rabbi.
Yeah, but go ahead. You got something you want to throw in there? Go ahead. You want to touch on that somewhere? Yeah.
No, all I gotta say is, you know, is for me, when we're looking at, like I say, even with the doctrine. Now, as I was saying earlier, and like I say, and don't let me get throw y'all off with that 12 tribe trial. We know that's false. We know that is. But
trash.
When you study the mission of the earlier congregation, like even with Josiah Ford, Rabbi Josiah Ford, and you're looking at Prophet William Saunders Crowdy, when they see countries to do missionary work, as the brother was saying earlier, they went to these countries. Like, for instance, if Bill Murray REI would say we wanted to get the tabernacle, and it was old school, like we wanted to just go old school and do missionary work, the brothers like Prophet William Crowdy and Josiah Ford, they went to Cuba. They went to Haiti. They went to these countries. They didn't sit here and say, we're going to reach these people over here. They went to them countries and did missionary work. It's in the history. I don't have to make nothing up. It's in the history. Go look up the history. They have congregations all over the world. You don't see that. It's rare. I think IUS just started doing it. I think they just now starting to go to Africa. And the only reason why is because the brother who wrote From Babylon Timbuktu, Rudolph R. Windsor, did an interview with Bishop Nathaniel, and he called him out about that. About, okay, y'all talk about these other nations, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Mexicans being Israelites. He called them out. Well, how about the Igbos? How about the Ashantis? Because when you're reading From Babylon Timbuktu, which is one of my favorite Israelite books, number one, he goes into the Ashantis and the Algerian Jews, the Diakahina. that lady who fought the Arabs who was trying to kill off some of the Jews in Algeria. He talked about the Moorish Jews. Because when we're looking at the Moorish side, to which Noble Drew Ali, which a lot of y'all Moors, and I don't want to start no beef with y'all because I don't care. I don't care, but there ain't no beef. We ain't throwing no punches over here at none of these organizations. But the original Moor Science Temple, Noble Drew Ali, was called the Moor Zionist Temple. Look it up.
Mm.
Go look it up. I'm not making nothing up. Go look it up. The Moor Zionist Temple.
That's right.
The Moor Zionist. Have you heard about it? Maybe.
Yes, sir. I've seen it.
The Moor Zionist Temple, where they were Moorish Hebrews. And Noble Drew Ali was a member of this organization. These were Hebrews. Did not start off as no Islamic group. So, yeah, matter of fact, Marcus Garvey was a member of Wentworth Matthews' congregation. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's why I'm trying to tell y'all, man. A lot of these congregations, when Rudolf R. Windsor talked about it in From Babylon Timbuktu. You know, he called these brothers out for that. He said, y'all, I'm quoting our book, but how come you don't talk about the tribes in Nigeria? How come you don't talk about the Limba Jews? Where are they at on the 12-tribe chart? Yeah, we're talking about Moroccan Jews. Rudolf R. Windsor went in, Bishop Nathaniel out for that. Yeah, y'all always talking crap about Africans, but y'all don't try to connect with the African Jews.
That's right.
Y'all don't. Beta Israel, the Falashas, Rudolf R. Windsor went in. I really do want brothers and sisters to realize that they don't try to connect with none of these people. They just want to make their own doctrine up. It's just like Nation of Islam is some made-up jail shit. They don't, you know, none of these people try to connect with none of these people, diaspora. They never do. They talk crap about them on the corner, call them Hamites. You ever hear that? To Zoriak, the Hamites.
Yeah,
they're always talking about Ham.
Yeah.
Well, Ham had 5-4 children, Cush, Foot, Mizraim, and Foot. Cush, Foot, Mizraim, and Canaan, and Canaan. They had Jews in Canaan.
Yes, sir.
The Canaan land. You know, come on now. Cush is the Beta Israel. Foot is the Libyan and Algerian Northern African Jews. Mizraim represents the Moroccan and Egyptian Jews. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go into that. That's why
go ahead,
I say,
bro.
Even with Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan, Dr. Ben, which y'all love so much, why did he change his name? He was so pro-African, but how come he didn't change his name?
Because
he knew that his people were Jews in Africa. He knew it.
Yeah. The Ethiopians, they're dead. He was an Ethiopian. His father, he was born an Ethiopian Jew. Like what they say, you are what your father are. His father was an Ethiopian Jew. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And he tried.
Sir.
And I'm going to show you something, Brother Day. I was listening to I've heard this before, but I was listening to something again. A brother, what's his name? Ah, damn, I forget his name. Somebody, I forgot who it was, on Sarnetta's show the other day, and they brought that up. Oh, it was Captain Zaria who was talking about it. Sarnetta brought up an old video with when they used to be out there, man, out there on the corners, and they, when they first started banging this Kemen against Israel thing on the corner. Well, it ain't first because they've been a long time before they did the Kemen on trial. But anyway, I think right after Dr. Ben had passed, and, you know, Captain, they played a video where Captain Zoryog was talking about how he was saying what you were saying. Dr. Ben was a Jew, and when he even passed, they say now how true it is. I don't know, but this is what I've heard several times, that he actually passed. There was a Jewish nursing home that he was in, or a hospital that he was in. And I know that I said Jewish hospital. Now that's what that's what the claim were, y'all. Now I don't know.
He won't in no comedic nurse, no.
Oh, they ain't got that one. They don't have that. You got nothing like that.
Hey, they ain't got no comedic nurse at home.
No, sir. Shit. Ain't got nothing. Got a damn thing. What, bruh, that's sad. I mean, and that's sad because even the brother had to go, they had to have his funeral service at a church. No comedic temples, nothing that they can have. You know, it's something else, bruh. Had to have it at a church. Yeah. Well, like I said, go ahead.
Let me tell you something. Dr. Khalid Muhammad's funeral was at a church.
Damn.
Yeah, all these people that you hear, that you hear talking about they pro-black, pro-African. You know how they go back to the Torah. All of them do. They all their last rites. Goes back to somebody preaching from the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And Brother Dave, as I'm looking up what you talk, I'm going back looking up. They had this in the Times of Israel. They had an article on that the Moor Zion Temple, and they said this brother here who started this was one of he used to was a former member. Now, I've seen something that said this. He used to be a former member of our brother, can't get his name out right now, y'all. Marcus Mazan Garvey said he used to be a member of his. Yeah, but like you said, it was a Moorish Jewish group. Said it was Moorish Jews. And that's something, too, brother, that need to be acknowledged and don't be taught it presented as well. Like I said, people see, they talk about Moors, but they don't have the idea or know that there were Moorish, where we saw Jews. But like you just said earlier, they think most of them were Arabs or, you know, Arabized, but there were Moorish Jews.
Sure was. I'm going to tell you something. I was going to a synagogue years ago, a white synagogue. And this white synagogue that I was going to was actually visiting the Jews in Morocco. And they had the rabbi of the synagogue I was going to, they actually was communicating with the, like I said, the Moroccan Jews, and they were talking about how they were being, how a lot of them were a remnant of the Jews that were indigenous to Morocco, and how they get persecuted by the Muslims and the Christians for being Jewish, being Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a white Jewish rabbi who was, I'm being serious, going over there, breaking bread with them. Yeah, so there's still Jewish brothers and sisters over there. Hell, the Limba Jews also. Hell.
And that's cold, Brother Day. You mentioned that, bro. Because when you go back to that history, and that people need to realize, because what was going on, a lot of stuff in that area, there was a lot of conversion going on. There was a lot of hiding in Jews who had to hide in other religions because of persecution. So we, like you're saying, bro, even like sort of the Morris Jews or whatnot, a lot of them had to convert because still they were being persecuted and being sought after and being tried to be killed because of the Romans and things that happened in 70 AD. So even when they was in Spain and other places, there was still a hit on Jews. So they had to try to hide out and convert to Islam, or pretend to hide out in Islam and even Christianity to stop being persecuted and stop from being killed. So it's like they had to, like I said, hide in Christianity. So I'm a Christian. I'm not no Muslim. I mean, I'm not a Jew, because they were still trying to persecute and kill a lot of the Jews at that time. But we use this term Jew. So, yeah, they were hiding. So there was a lot of conversion going on, so you would not get killed. And brother, we're gonna probably go over just a little bit, so y'all can call in at 319-527-6068. You can call in. We're gonna go in overtime by like 3 minutes, just a little bit. We ain't gonna go over long, too long tonight. But yeah, you can call in and get the overtime. But go ahead, brother.
Hey, Morey Aria, listen at this. Bilal Ibn Rabah, the slave of Prophet Muhammad, the one that they said called the Adon, he was a part of Beta Israel.
Oh, Bilal. The one they call Bilal. The Muaddin.
Yes. The Muaddin. Yeah. He was Beta Israel. And a lot of Prophet Muhammad's wives, he had a wife by the name of Maria and another wife named Sophia. Another wife named Jawaria, who were forced to be Muslim, but they were Jews. They were Jews.
Yes, sir. That's history. That's history.
That's facts.
Mm-hmm.
And what Umar Johnson said, facts.
Yeah. Facts. And you know, brother, they say that. People be saying, well, didn't know, I heard, the so-called cunts community, they didn't come off no slave ships, there's no Jewish name, they were no Jews came off, no Israelites came off them slave ships. But you remember now, Alex Haley wrote the book, whatever he did, and said that these people were Muslims, the Mandinka and all these, and they was Muslims. Now, and so, excuse me, so again, notice what we're saying, even before the slave trade, there was a lot of Jews who converted. There was a lot of conversion back and forth and different. But a lot of Jews or Israelites had to convert to Islam. So when the conscious community talking about wasn't no Jews or Israelites getting off them slave ships, you don't know that they would, because hell, a lot of them had converted, far as religion wise, but a lot of them did get off those ships as Israelites, but they were, the religion that they had at the time were Islam, because they had to hide under them to stop from being killed by the Romans and the people who was trying to kill them. Yeah, so there's a lot, man, that went on. So, yeah.
But you know what? That was in the movie Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
I would. Hell, I can't even remember that movie.
It was a movie, I think it was called Goodbye, Uncle Tom, think it was called, and it was about slavery, and they show in that, they talked about how a lot of the slave traders were Muslim and Christian, and how a lot of these Africans that they took were Jews. Yeah. They talked about that. I think it was called Goodbye, Uncle Tom. Let me see if that's the movie, because I think it was called Goodbye, Uncle Tom. If I ain't,
yeah, because there was a movie, mistaken. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. Now, there was a movie.
I think that was the movie. If let me see.
Yeah, that damn movie, like, it was real here. It don't look like that was like a movie, like they filmed that movie for real.
Yeah, that was the movie, right? That was the movie. It was called Farewell, Uncle Tom, but it was like it was some real shit though.
It was real.
Like they actually showed the actual cabins and everything. Yeah, that was a real movie.
Yep.
But yeah, they showed that, and then they had a part where one of the white narrators had said that a lot of these people were Jews, and I'm like, what the hell?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to make me go watch that just to see, just look and hear that part.
Yeah. They talked about it. They had a part in there where they talked about it. Damn. Yeah, because they start talking about the Bible and all that, and they put that in there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I know, Dave, Brother Dave, you got to get you some rest, brother. So, if you're going to get you a little rest, a little nod in. Go ahead, brother.
You know I got to, man. I'm tired as hell. I've been working, man. Cut about 10 a day.
Oh yeah, I'm about tired myself. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something, Ari. Let me ask you something now. For people who actually are listening, right? Who actually listen to us every week? I want to put something out there too for y'all.
Yes, sir.
Before y'all go, and I know some of y'all are probably thinking about getting into your Israelite culture and your heritage. I want to put this out there before y'all go out there, because we have Israelites listen, we have Muslims that listen. We have Christians that listen. We have atheists that listen. God's listeners. We got all, trust me, we even got white listeners. I want to put this out there. When y'all listen to us today, and y'all listen to us and what we teach tonight, I want to put something out there for y'all. Don't disregard the whole Israelite culture because of how we're teaching about it. Mm-hmm. We're not telling you don't study this. We're just telling you don't get caught up in the foolishness. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just want to put that out there, you know, because I know the brother went into this earlier about, you know, about how you get some Israelite brothers who've been studying this for years. They talk about they ex-Israelites. That's just brothers who got caught up in the foolishness.
That's right.
We might fall out, but they ain't going to make me stop being, saying that I'm an Israelite. Shoot, I'm telling you something. I stand on this. This is my culture. This is my heritage. I'm not going to stop because of some people standing on the corner ranting and yelling off the top of their lungs some stuff that ain't got nothing to do with my culture. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there to a lot of the listeners that listen to us every week. Don't get discouraged because you hear brothers who are out here preaching the wrong message. Don't get discouraged.
Yes, sir.
Keep studying. Come and tell you something. And I told Moray Ariad this long time ago. I told him this long time ago. You get brothers who decide to throw away a whole a whole a heritage, a whole rich heritage because of what somebody do to them. Don't do that. Stand on what you know and move forward with it. Because I'm going to tell you something, at the end of the day, the real and fake is going to show. And I'm going to tell you something, a lot of these ex-Israelite brothers and sisters, a lot of them won't even Israel to begin with. A lot of them won't Israel to begin with. You go to a lot of them. They ain't that to begin with. They've been faking them folks since the beginning. So y'all out of Israelites who are Hebrews, keep doing you. Don't let nobody debate you on what you is. Shoot, I'm going to tell you something. I had plenty of brothers. Plenty of brothers. Man, you put that down. You still stuck to Israel. Wait, somebody, I need to put what down? Put what down? Put my culture down? No. No, I ain't going to put being a Jew down. You watch y'all damn mind. I don't give a damn what y'all say. I can take my Toledo. I could put my Torah to the side, my Star Davis to the side. This ain't what make me. These are materialistic things. I'm Jew by blood. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. If you look at white people who say they Jewish, I've met atheist white Jews. I met white Jews who don't believe in God at all.
That's right.
They don't believe in shit. But guess what? You ask them what they is, they Jewish, they half Jewish. You're like, well, how you half Jewish? They Jewish. Well, what, do you go to synagogue? No. Anybody, you don't go to synagogue, so go to Shabbat. And they still say they Jew.
That's right.
So don't put it down. Don't put it down because somebody told you something. Because somebody taught you some new stuff. Stay on it. Stand on your square. Just like a Crip in the blood. Yeah, Crips and Bloods walk around here. You get these phony niggas walk around. I used to be a Crip. I used to be a Blood. Well, how you gonna used to be that? Real Crips and Bloods, real gangbangers, they born into it. And they don't put their stuff down because of some damn or somebody tell them their neighborhood ain't right. If you born into a Crip neighborhood, you ain't going to put that your neighborhood down. And see, that's the same thing with Hebrew. You born into the Hebrew, you ain't going to put no Hebrew down because somebody tell you to. You don't keep your Hebrew up. That's how it is. All because somebody tell you, take that Star David off. Okay, take Star David off, but guess why I'm still Hebrew? I'm the real thing. I'm the real thing. This is a bloodline thing. Huh. I just want to let y'all know that. But all everybody listening in that balcony, everybody listening to, I don't care where y'all tuning in from, don't put it down because somebody tell you that ain't you. Oh, that ain't you. If you know that's what you is, you stick with it. You stand on it.
Is that right? Yeah. And I wanted to add to one other thing you said, and we're gonna get out of here. It's like you said, what brother Murray Day was saying is too. Don't give up because here's the thing about it, brother and sister. This is as well as brother says is a heritage, but also those of you who join in who are not into it, because like you said, if you those who want to serve y'all, it's also a spiritual walk, right? is also a spiritual walk. Because even though, because this is what you got to understand, the Torah, we're reading about a people with a nationality that was Israelite. That was a nationality. But they also had a spiritual walk. When they were dealing with the Most High, that's the spiritual side of it. See, this is what needs to be taught as well about it. You had a people who were Israel. That's why I always make and say this. You had a people, as we read it, because that's ancient literature, right? A people who were called, it went, came into the nation, it was called. You had Hebrews, and then they later became out of the Exodus. They were called the Israelites. And I got to throw this in there while I said that. Remember now, you had the Israelites who were bloodline in the Hebrews. But remember now, it talks about in Deuteronomy, at Dabarim, as we call it, that there were a multitude of people that came out with them. Now, it's a lot of that don't be highlighted. That never be highlighted. It was a nation of, I mean, a multitude of people who were not Hebrews that came out of Kemet with the Israelites, right? Y'all understand that, that came out with them. But even though they don't get highlighted, and they was amongst them all the time, even when they left out. But that story don't get highlighted because why? It was talking about all about the Israelites or the Hebrews. So they don't really get highlighted in there. That's why I keep saying, when y'all keep saying that who can't be a part of, and that's why y'all always say the people, when they're amongst you, they got to keep the Shabbat. They got to do this. They got to do so-and-so. They had to still do these things because they always had a multitude of people who was not Israelites amongst the Israelites and still took part of the, you know, the ceremonies and the Passovers and all of this type of stuff. But anyway, so the point is, again, they had a nation of people who was called the ancient Israelites. And we read about their connection and them serving the Most High. And even when they didn't serve the Most High, their spiritual path, when you really, really, really deeply understand this Tanakh or understand the literature, the Hebraic literature, you will see these type of things. So there's many things that's running conclusive in the Tanakh. And I wish people would get a chance to understand it. And that way you can really see the beauty and of the Tanakh and what it's about. You're seeing, I mean, there's so much in there, wisdom, you know, the spirituality. It's so many things in it, but we don't understand it because we're not presented and being taught this. And you like, well, okay, when you see, like, whoa, okay, okay, wow, okay, now I see. Because it's not being presented in the right way. So, again, so what I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, so this thing, don't get discouraged. Because y'all heard them people teaching all this other ignorant stuff. Because remember now, this is you trying to get a spiritual connection with the Most High. You're trying to find that spiritual connection with the Creator and learn how to walk in this life. Because you know how they said the Bible, you know, that's what they say. The Bible means basic instruction before leaving earth. And so the word Torah, that's kind of funny they say that. But the word Torah means the teachings or instructions. Yeah, when they said Bible mean, even though Bible is meaning you just Bible just what a Bible is just a collection or a library of many different books, like I said, the poetry, Psalms, and you got history, you got, you know, this, that, another. So but anyway, it's a spiritual path that you're on. When you're studying the Torah and things in nature to try to find that creation, how to better yourself. That's why I say, you know, we have, when you're going through certain things, you know, y'all have like Bibles in the back of them sometimes they have, and there's other texted books that y'all can have. And they tell them when you're going through something, when you going through anxiety, they might tell you read the book of Psalms, such and such. When you're feeling depressed, you're angry, or you're feeling sick, you can go and read some of the Psalms. You can go and read some Proverbs. You know, it's just various things they give you, and most of them going to come out of Psalms or Proverbs all the time when you're going through certain things. And this is what they help and strengthen you. It's like one of the major things that one of the major ones that people, when they always going through something, They always go to Psalms. David, you might have to hit me. I forgot it. I was up that top. I think it's Psalm 23. Let me see. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Y'all know this is the major one. When you're going through something, you're going through trials and errors in your life, they always tell you the Lord is my shepherd. That's the go-to. That's the go-to verse there in chapter, man. I'm telling you, of all times, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pastures. That's, man, I'm telling you, that's the anthem right there for all times. So, yeah, so we have this. So, you know, don't get caught up in this whole somebody trying to feed you this racial doctrine. It ain't Psalm 23. Man, what is it? What is this Psalm? Man, I forgot out the top of my dome, bro. I said Psalm 23, but it ain't 23. What was that? What is that, Dave? Oh, was it 83? I'd be forgetting, man, y'all. I can't grind. Dave got that. See, one thing about Moray Day, y'all. Dave got that sharp memory. He can. That's one thing. See, I might can go in and break down the Dave got that memory. He can remember where everything is. I got to give it to my brother. He can remember where everything is. I ain't got that, y'all. That wasn't my gift. This ain't my gift. I probably can break some stuff down.
And you said the Lord is my shepherd, right?
Yeah, you know the one about the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want with David. David, you know, not you, David, but the other David. Yes, sir. I can't remember exactly what it is off the top of my head right now. You know, they got that memory bank. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Man, how come I can't remember?
Let me find it real quick.
Yes, sir. But yeah, but just hold tight, brothers, because like, you know, we're going to get that. But yeah, it, remember now, this is a nationality still, learning about the Israelites. But even if you don't acknowledge yourself as an Israelite, right, and you don't have to for this. Now, because I'm just, y'all be honest, y'all know me. I said, I don't really just say that anymore. I can't really just
say that. Psalms 23, you're right.
Psalm 23, okay. I was right.
Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Yeah, Psalms 23.
I got you. All right, it was right. Okay, y'all. I might say sometime I be forgetting. I be doubting myself on it, but okay, that was it. I tried to look it up, but I looked at that King James version. But yeah, just hold on, brothers and sisters. Like I said, remember, even if you are not, you don't claim to be an Israelite, or Jew, whatever. But it's still there. You can learn. You can learn from what we said. I'm just gonna say the Torah. We ain't saying the whole, the New Testament, all that. But we're saying for us, we just what y'all call Old Testament only, but we call it Tanakh. There's a lot to learn in that, but it's a spiritual path as well. It's basically spiritual. I'm gonna say a spiritual path because you could be Israelite, that's your nationality, but it's something totally different because you have a spiritual path. Even when Kemet, which a lot of them Kemet cats don't want to acknowledge. They want to talk about his history. I mean, you know, his science. It was a spiritual path. There's a spiritual path and a spiritual connection that we're all trying to have. Just remember that. And don't let nobody discourage you on trying to connect with the Creator or on your spiritual journey, your spiritual learning. And then you're going to get that. So when they're trying to feed you all of this bull crap, you know, and we do know there's, and we're not denying here. Let me say this for the record. We're going to get out of here. We're not denying there's racism, discrimination, and a lot of things that go on. That's not what we're saying. And we're not here trying to take up for the AKA white man. Like we told y'all, hell, he can do that on his damn own. I ain't got to be his attorney, because what we're trying to do is actually try to get, it's so-called melanated folks to get themselves together. But at the same time, we're not going to be sitting around here playing the name game and the blame game. We ain't doing that. We don't do that over here, talk about the devil made me do it. We don't do that here. The devil ain't made you do a damn thing. You decide to do that. And that's one thing I would have to say from the book of James. See, it says, say not, don't say don't say when you're tempted by the Most High. You're led away by your own desire. So a lot of these things that people have done, you've done this, some things you've done on your own. And I go back to my old Islamic days. The whole the Holy Quran talked about That's why they say called Satan. They called him Iblis, or the whisperer. Said he whispers into the heart of man, and then he withdraws after his whisper. There's a chapter in the Holy Quran called the whisperer. Said again, he whispers into the heart of man, or as it says that he give suggestions, give these suggestions to you, but you are led away by these desire, because you desire. It maybe it's something that you want to do. It's deeply something that you have this desire to do. Is it like, I can only say, and there's a part that talked about in the Holy Quran, again, on the day of judgment, and it says again, a couple of things, your body parts, your own, your hand, your feet, and all of your body parts is going to testify against you. And then also it says that on the day of judgment, again, as it talks about their judgment, that you'll be standing before the Most High and say, and it'd be like, well, why did you do this? Y'all heard me talk about this several times, though, y'all. Well, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Well, you say, well, the devil made me do it, or Satan made me do it. Well, Satan's going to be called to the witness stand. Did you tell him to go ahead and do that? No, I didn't tell him to do that. I didn't make him do it. I only suggested, hey, man, if I was you, hey, I would do this. I would steal that candy bar. I would do this. Yeah. I only suggested to him. I didn't make the fool do it. He did it on his own. I just told him, hey, if I was you, you know, he didn't have to do it. So he said, hell with both of y'all. The hellfire, you know, he didn't say about the candy bar. I'm just giving y'all my only 2024 version. But the thing here, again, is you. A lot of us is us. Ain't nobody making you do a lot of this stuff. Like these people out here smashing and grabbing and doing a lot of this stupidity they doing, nobody making them do that. You can't blame nobody but they damn selves. Why is it that me and Moray David ain't out here acting a damn fool doing a lot of this stuff? There's a lot of teenagers and stuff that's because we've seen a lot of these youth that's out here. Not all of them out here acting a damn fool. Why is it that, like the people that talk about poverty, why everybody in the projects or who grew up growing up poverty and in poverty, they not out here robbing, stealing, and killing and doing some of the things. People decide it's something they wanted to do. It's something they wanted to do. So it's something we have to learn, brothers. Like I said, again, if you desire to do what is right, learn righteousness and learn some morals so you can be a better person, be a better husband, be a better wife, be a better, you know, daughter, son, hey, go for it. Don't let nobody discourage you. And but we know that you're going to have these stumbling blocks. But like I said, the only thing we're saying again, the whole thing tonight is just study, y'all. Just study. That's it. We're just telling you to study. Be careful about a lot of these people you're hearing and seeing on YouTube and things. Talk about they're trying to tell you about, you know, the Most High. We're just trying to win you to the Most High and just study. That's all we tell. Just be careful about the stuff that y'all listening to. Follow up on it, because a lot of things can sound good. It can sound good on surface. I'm telling you, I've been a part of a lot of damn stuff. Y'all know, y'all been listening to Culture Freedom for a long time. Y'all know my little journeys I've been on. A lot of stuff sound real damn good, but go behind it and research and study, look at, because like I said, this is you. This is thing you basing your life on. This is about your soul. This is about your journey in this life. So you have to do your due diligence to study, research, to check it out. That's it. Like Dr. Yogi just say, man, don't believe me, check it out. And don't believe, and we can use this same analogy with us. Brother Moray David, myself, Brother Moray, we say the same thing. Don't believe us. Check it out. Hey, with that one, y'all, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. We hope y'all have a wonderful night. The Most High be with you. Most High keep you. And the Most High guide you. Most definitely, Most High guide you for sure. And now I got to quote Dr. York, another one. Dr. York said, hey, guard your mind because it's the jewel of your soul. Guard your mind,
right,
because it is the jewel of your soul. But let David take us on out of here. Brother David got something. We out. There we go.
No, I'm just going to piggyback off what you said, man. Guard your soul.
Yes, sir.
that not your quote, God's your soul. Because like he was saying, you know, hell, the influence on this is real.
Yes, sir.
The influence on this is real. I'm going to tell you something, man. You got people out here who are faking the funk. A lot of these camp leaders are CIA agents. Yeah, a lot of them are pawns and patsies. I'm going to put something out there for y'all, for brothers and sisters who listen to us every week. Now, this 12-tribe chart doctrine, right, which I broke down earlier. Listen at this. REI, not the REI that you heard, but REI, Masha, Yaqua, One West, and all these guys, right? Listen at this. This is the thing. Tazadakia, who died, the what they call the Gossip Comforter, whatever the name is, was the brothers from Shammai Israel, Tzoriak, not Tzoriak, but Yahama. Hell, some of the brothers who are leaders, you know, who are mainstream camp leaders. There's something I want to put out there about this. And I'm not, like I said, we're not bashing no camps. We're not bashing no camps. But just think about this. When you're looking at this false narrative of who Hebrew Israelites are that they push on TV, ask yourself this. Why hasn't none of the big-time leaders met publicly? Like, they have Hebrew unity summits, right? Come when they have leaders, Yahama, Nathaniel Ray, you know how none of them ever meet in the same room together? If they have such so differences in doctrine, how come they don't all meet in one room together? They have Hebrew unity summits, but you notice how none of their leaders show up to them?
Damn.
Just look at it. Look up Hebrew unity summits. None of their leaders meet. I remember back when I used to practice Islam. You know, when I was Muslim, I did Sunni Islam for 4 years, and then I joined the Nation of Islam, but not under Farrakhan. When I got out of that Nation of Islam stuff, though it wasn't under Farrakhan's organization, the brother who was over at the temple I was with was so-called leader who followed Elijah Muhammad. Listen, I asked him, because I thought something was strange. I said, how come if there's so differences in what Farrakhan teaching, what Roy Yale teaching, what Son Dan's teaching, what Manuel Muhammad was teaching, how come don't none of y'all sit in the room together in I'm talking about on camera and discuss y'all differences together? How come y'all don't do that? Crickets was in the room. And guess what? That's when I walked away from that. Because you know what I was thinking? We have all these differences, but none of the leaders can meet in the same room with none of us. That's something wrong. Because ain't no damn way. If you a leader, you have an issue with doctrines, come and meet with us. And that's why I say you'll never see that. Yeah, I've noticed that. That's why I say I don't want none of y'all brothers who are in these camps to listen to what we say. We don't, what me and REI say don't mean a thing until you research it for yourself.
That's right.
We just want you all to wake up to the foolishness because they got you all fighting a war that ain't got nothing to do with y'all. It ain't got nothing to do with y'all. There's some stuff that happened between them back in the day. And like I said, a lot of them are CIA plans.
A lot of them are plans.
A lot of them are agents. And they never meet in the same room together. And how come all of these people wear sunglasses when they get interviewed?
Damn.
How come we can't see their eyes when they telling us something? General Yohanna talks, he always got these sunglasses on. Nathaniel Ray talks, he always got these sunglasses on.
In the house. Farrakhan
talks. Farrakhan talks, he always had these sunglasses on. Son of Man talks, he always got these dark shades on. Let me see your eyes. All these people got eye problems. Let me tell you something. If somebody can't look you in the eye with what they're saying, they're lying.
Yes, sir.
So that's why I say these people are plants. And they're using y'all as patsies. Don't fall for it. Research yourself. Research for yourself. Because I don't want y'all to get caught up in them lies. I don't like that. I don't like people to believe lies. I want y'all to realize. I want y'all to study. So with that, I'm going to hurry up and get out of here. I just want y'all to see that a lot of them leaders are agents. A lot of the camp leaders are agents. A lot of them are pawns. And they want you to follow stuff. And they want you to believe their lies. They don't want you to wake up and search for it and find it yourself. They don't. So with that, study. Find it yourself. And like I said, man, don't fall out because you have a difference. Stay in the race. Just run your own race. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I would like to say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, HaMotzi Lakam Min HaAretz, and Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Porei Pri HaGafim. I would like to say, thank you, Yah, for this bread and for this wine that I'm about to drink and I'm about to eat. And come study with us. Moray David Israel, Moray REI Israel, Liberation Tabernacle, Yah, Friday and Saturday, Cause of Freedom Radio, Lions Vibes Radio. Tune in to us. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.